So what's up, guys? You know, we're back. We're out here. Black Box.
Woot, woot.
It's your favorite podcast.
Let's go.
You know, fortunately, Ruth's still in South Africa. Brittany.
Ruth is not in South Africa, bro.
She's in Switzerland.
Wait, she's in Switzerland?
When would actually, you ever
in her most, like, recent Instagram story, I saw her in Barcelona.
What?
So she's literally... Ruth, if you're listening to this,
I just saw
jealous because you're living your best life, clearly.
Wow. I just saw S in this entire time. I've been like, Ruth's in South Africa. Yeah.
No, man.
We have literally said out loud Switzerland.
She's like,
I'm really tripping.
She's like 5,000 miles north of South Africa, bro.
Look, that's what happens when you've had a long couple of weeks.
Oh, that's man. True.
That's real, yeah. Bro.
How is everybody else doing?
Struggling.
I see some head shaking.
Struggling.
I went through the gauntlet, bro.
Explain.
The gauntlet, bro. I don't know if you follow me on Twitter, man, but I made a post where I was telling everybody I have 6 papers due in the span of 5 days, and I have to get them all done like by Tuesday, and some of them weren't assigned to me till like Friday.
Oh, so you're still going through the gauntlet?
No. I went through the gauntlet already last week. I sacrificed my entire weekend and just read books and wrote the papers.
That sounds so not fun. So not fun.
Yeah, it was terrible, bro. But same. I did it.
Yeah.
But you did it. Congrats.
Yeah.
Claps.
I'm not going to go into the details of that week, but I understand when you say we're going through it, because I went through that shit.
Yeah. Were you inside so much that you started getting like cabin fever?
No.
Okay.
I just took a lot of caffeine and lived in the library.
Wow. Well, we don't want you living in the library, but one place we've all lived in at one point or another is a dorm. And today we're going to be talking about dorm life. So get ready, get your seatbelts on, because some dorm life, it's a little bit of a rough ride, but some of it is smooth sailing. So, you know, I think when we think about the dorms, I think that everybody has, you know, their favorite dorms, the dorms that they think are the best.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, what would you guys say is the best dorm on campus?
Okay, I've never lived here, but I've always thought when it was created, Lincoln, like all the way North Campus. Like,
ooh.
I walked in there once to do an interview with somebody, and like, they literally have like almost like floor to ceiling like windows like, overlooking like I think it was Lake Michigan.
It was. Can't confirm.
It's incredibly beautiful, and their lounges are like expansive. I mean, like, wow. So I vote for Lincoln for best dorm on campus.
Yeah, people said Lincoln looks like a hotel. Like, they living in a hotel.
Remember when Allison was the hotel? Like, Hotel Allison was the thing when we
it
came
was.
To Northwestern.
Are you
it
serious?
Was.
Yes. People, when we first came to Northwestern back in 2015.
Wow, I feel
it
old
was
now.
Hotel
that
was Allison.
That was just 4 years ago.
Can you
ago,
believe
Jesus.
That?
That Allison is like as mediocre as it could get.
Yeah.
It's so
yeah,
middle of the road.
It, like, Allison is not really that popping, you know? It had a nice dining hall. Well, I mean, the food was sometimes nice, I guess. But, I mean, I see what you're saying, Alisa, on Lincoln. Like I said, heard some people say it's like a hotel. I've also never been in there. I've only heard about it. Because it's, like, so far up north and close to the lake, I have no reason to be over there unless I'm, like, literally going to go on a tourist little adventure by myself. But the best dorm that I've been in myself, like, actually been in, it's probably like New Shepherd.
Ooh.
Yeah. New Shepherd, like I was like a counselor for the bridge program, and New Shepherd was like brand new. Like we were, like the students hadn't even been living in there yet. It was just the bridge kids and us counselors. So we were literally the first people to touch New Shepherd. And the bathrooms, beautiful, bro. Like the lights.
that is the best selfie lighting I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's
in
the
bathroom.
Best selfie lighting of all time. it's like they literally designed the lights and the mirrors to be like, you know, kids are gonna be taking selfies in here.
And it's like high up enough where it doesn't show up in the photo that you take. So you have a lot of opportunities for the angles and stuff to make sure that you get your proper angle so that you're looking good on the gram.
I see you've had a lot of practice taking selfies in New Shepherd.
I have not, but as an RA, I had residents who took a lot of selfies in New Shepherd. Mm. And I've actually been able to live in both New Shepherd and in Lincoln. So I've gotten some experiences with some of these best dorms on campus. And if I had to pick one, I think that because of the location, Lincoln has to get a little bit of a downgrade. That junk is so far north. Like, who's ever going that far? You're starting to go towards Wilmette at that point. Like, it's so far north. But I think that Shepherd, you know, South Campus, that's where the people are at. You got the dining hall right there. The arch is right across the street to, like, Harris, Kresge, all of those right there. And those bathrooms. Those bathrooms, they were up to something with that. The only minus, though, is that the room's kind of small. So, like, how much space do you need, you know?
Yeah, the rooms are kind of... But the study space is, like, unparalleled on campus. Like, I'm not even playing with you.
I need to go in there.
It's, like so they have a basement, but the basement is larger than, like, the upstairs.
Yo, that basement, I forgot about that.
They have
like
they have a second lounge area. They have multiple study spaces. They have sliding glass doors that are like soundproof. It's like your own personal library. It's kind of unfair actually. Like if you get stuck in like Plex or Hidden, like Shepherd is just like it's undisputably superior.
Stop with the blasphemy of Plex.
Oh, okay? Stop let's move on to shitting on Plex and what we think the worst dorms are on campus. Because I want to hear your guys' opinions.
See,
on that.
I don't think it can be Plex, but only because Plex is in too nice of a place, you know. Like, it's so central to everything.
Prime location.
Prime location. You need some pizza.
Lots of
Domino's
people of
is there.
Lots of people of color, mm-hmm. right next to the train station, mm-hmm. right across from a bunch of the classes mm-hmm. and the buildings. Has a dining hall. Has two
dining hall
has two
in
dining
the
halls.
Winter? I don't go anywhere else. I don't. Like, why would I go anywhere else to eat? It's too close. I stay inside.
Mm-hmm. those are real. That's real. It is.
Have you lived in Plex?
Yeah, I lived in Plex my sophomore year. Okay, Elise, I just want to hear what you have to say about Plex, and then I'll go after you.
Okay, like, personally, I do like Plex simply because of kind of its, like, antisocial nature. Okay, I know people give me looks. Okay, so sometimes you just want to go home to your room and have it kind of be quiet. You know what I mean? And some of these other residential colleges and other places, it's, like, people everywhere all the time. And I love the fact that it was all singles as well, because it was like people that wanted to like, be on their own, didn't need a roommate, that sort of thing. And of course, I love the dining hall and the location and all those other good things.
But it's like so antisocial. Like it's like
I live
it's
off of it.
Silent.
No, I love it. No. I love it.
I don't really find it as antisocial as you guys did.
Really?
It's although you have singles, there it's suite style. So I mean, I was in a suite with. Like, actually, we had two suites adjacent to each other, and there was eight of us. So I had all my friends in one hallway, and we was always doing shit together. And then in the dining halls are spacious. I feel like you always see someone you knew when you walked in.
Always.
So technically, if you never wanted to eat alone, you didn't have to. Like,
but you could if you wanted
right,
to. Like, that's what I love about Plex. Like, if you wanted to be by yourself, like, nobody would even blink.
Right.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's antisocial, but only if you choose it to be.
That's true.
Because, like, I feel like my Plex experience was, like, pretty social, you know, because my friends were there. But I don't know why y'all ain't bring up, like, the Plex bathrooms. Not only are they small, but so many of them don't even get regularly cleaned. Like, we have kids living there today that complain of mold and just disgusting things.
Yeah, but Plex is not
growing
special.
Growing in Plex.
That's not special to Plex. I lived in West Fairchild back in
the
day. That is
might be
the
worst
dorm
ones.
On this campus. It should be condemned. Also, Hinman is a close second, in my opinion.
Hinman
I never
is
lived
a terrible,
in Hinman.
Terrible dorm.
Aren't people living in Hinman right now?
Nah. Hinman is donezo.
For real.
But what are they doing with the building? Because I heard stuff has been going back and forth. Are they going to do a totally new dorm or just get rid of it?
I think they got to figure out their whole budget situation before they do anything to
You're right. No, but West Fairchild, I mean, I lived in a single my first year. Literally a shoebox. Literally a shoebox. You didn't have space to even roll over. like, quite honestly, the walls... so thin. I remember my first year having a roommate who loved to have sex with her boyfriend really loudly and really vigorously. Listen, I used to have my bed against the wall. Listen to this. I used to have my bed against the wall. And I woke up one morning with my bed shaking.
Oh, no.
My bed was shaking so much, it woke me up from the dead of sleep. I hate that place so much.
I can't imagine why.
You can like hear like the pain in your voice.
Yeah, you was traumatized by that experience.
Oh yes, it happened more than once. It got to the point where I started to bang back. I would bang against the wall so they knew I was awake and to shut the to stop doing what they were doing.
And I knew it wasn't no soft knocks either.
No.
It was like, I'm tired of this shit.
Like the police coming to your door like,
oh, damn.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So I had a horrible living situation in West Fairchild. I also didn't like the lounges right outside the doors because people would just be loud all the time. And there was mold and mildew in the bathrooms in West Fairchild. It was absolutely disgusting.
So disgusting, but social.
If you want it to be social, yeah. Mm. It can't be. Yeah. Mm.
Now, I think the worst dorm definitely has to be, and everybody knows it, but I feel like it's got to be Bob. Who actively wants to live there? I feel like...
Dude, what do you mean, bro? Like, there's a certain type of Northwestern kid likes
exactly.
To
and that's the Northwestern kid I don't want to interact with. That is the exact mold of like, oh, you go here. I forgot that. I don't want to interact with them.
Oh, that's that. I get that sentiment, bro.
You're not wrong, actually. Because I will say, with West Fairchild, nobody ever picks ISRC, right?
No.
You just end up there because everything else is filled up.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
People pick Bob.
But people pick Bob. People want that first year experience of, like, you know, stepping in vomit when they leave their dorm, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Having somebody pretty poop in the hallways.
I know you have some stories from your RA friends that have told you about Bob. Like, you got to share that shit, bro.
I mean, I feel like the worst one has got to be there used to be a serial pooper in Bob. So there was some.
What?
There was somebody who used to go around pooping in the stairwells. One time they managed to poop in like the main entryways before you like get to like the rooms and stuff. There was a serial pooper in Bob. Never figured out who it was.
But
wait, this is disgusting.
Oh my God,
this
bro.
This is awful.
So this happened on several occasions.
Several, like the bathroom, that's commonplace. But once you start getting to the stairwells, like that's nasty. That's nasty.
Yeah, that's hella nasty, bro.
So I don't know if I could live in Bob. Those are conditions of squalor I'm not willing to put up with.
So how are the rooms, though? Like, how big are the rooms?
Oh, they're actually kind of sizable.
In Bob, they're sizable.
Yeah.
They're pretty nice.
I wonder if I could
But also mold and mildew. Yeah.
Dang.
So just in so many buildings on
this campus. All right, we've already brought up. And, okay, I'll just add a fourth building. I lived in Hinman my freshman year, and there was mold and mildew in that those bathrooms. So was there like some kind of like sanitation deficiency going on with Northwestern's like cleaning policy? Because it's something's got to give, bro. That's way too many stories of mold and mildew in our bathrooms.
I actually feel like there are a lot of different places that have had like mold and mildew just in general. Mm-hmm. Who knows why? Are the buildings just too old? Maybe that's why they were trying to knock them all down before this whole, like, budget thingy thing that they couldn't figure out.
So they wouldn't have the health inspector come in there and be like, hey, what the hell's going on here? Wait, so what's your guys' vote for worst dorm?
You made a good point for ISRC. You made a good point, but I also feel like that's like... Oh.
Minute 13.
I don't know how that's still catching me off guard. I literally saw her pull open her laptop, click on a different tab. And you were
so surprised.
I was still like, oh, I got a point to make.
Got cut off, boy.
Okay, so the question that Brittany actually posed for us, could you win a fight with a famous person with the same name as you?
See, I when I think about this, I have a little difficulty because the only Freddy I can think of is Freddy Krueger.
Same.
And I don't know. I feel like that's not a fight I want to pick. Mm-hmm. Do I think I could win it? Maybe, because maybe at this point the age is catching up to Freddy Krueger. You know, the joints are starting to hurt a little bit.
He's an urban legend, so he will never get old, right?
That's
the whole thing.
That's the issue. That I'm gonna need him to get old.
Oh, what about Freddie Mercury? Right, the guy from Queens.
Dude's pretty skinny. You probably take him.
Yeah, he probably like got his bandmates that have guitars and stuff. So if he brings like the squad, if it's one on one, well, I'm gonna take Freddie.
It's gotta be one on one unless he brings a squad of Freddies to like fight you.
But I like Freddie Mercury. He's talented. What about you, Aaron?
I don't know. Like, does anybody with the name? I don't know. I feel like I'm blanking on like famous people with the name Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers?
No way. Am I? What the hell? He's got like 50 pounds on me.
Aaron Burr?
You mean like the politician?
Yeah.
Like that one from like a century ago?
Yeah, the crazy one that killed Hamilton.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, in the duel.
Yeah, I guess we all saw
if I, you know what? If me and Aaron Burr took three steps, turned around, pulled out a little flintlock pistol, shot each other, I would whoop that nigga's ass. Guaranteed. Okay. Ain't no way in a challenge like that I'm losing focus. Aaron Burr against Aaron Lewis. I'm winning every time.
The matchup of the century, as he's been dead for century plus now. That'd be interesting.
Now, resurrect that nigga.
I'd watch it.
Hand us some old-time 1800-style flintlock pistols, and I'm gonna whoop that nigga's ass.
What about you, Alisa?
Wow. Okay, so there's not that many people with my name. But Brittany found this artist named Alisa. I can't pronounce the last name, but it's X-A-Y-A-L-I-T-H. Apparently, they are a part of this band called The Naked and Famous. You know what? I'm a pacifist. I don't like to fight. So
all right.
I guess I would lose. I don't know.
Damn. What do you mean you would lose? You just let her wail on you?
What if I said, let's talk about it? You know, like, there's no reason to fight. I don't have problems with
it. There is a reason to fight. It's the challenge. It's the challenge presented.
Listen, Aaron Burr did a despicable thing, so I understand why you want to fight him.
I'm avenging
you know what I mean?
Hamilton.
Yes. You know, Freddy Krueger, nobody likes him.
Oh, you can put me in the fucking musical. I got to be a part of history, bro.
So that is to say, I would try to talk it out with this other Alisa and try to work it out with words.
Low-key, I was thinking about it. I feel like I could take Frederick Douglass. You really think Frederick Douglass about to
There's
fight?
There's no way you're winning against Frederick Douglass,
yeah,
bro.
You're not winning.
You tell me I can't.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
No,
bro, do you know his history, bro?
No.
That joke was different.
Dude, that nigga's like that like, nigga's oh, slave you, master was going out to kill him with the whip. Frederick Douglass
back.
Disarmed his master's whip and whipped his master till he died.
Now this is what
if
I'm
that's
thinking.
Not some real nigga shit, I don't know what is.
And he survived it too. Like nobody wanted to fight him.
Yeah, then he escaped. The white people didn't kill
the
him.
The white people
bro.
Were like, you know what? Let's not get this one.
Wait, I didn't think about that point. The fact that they weren't like, we should. Damn, he was that hard. You right.
You right. Yo, Frederick Douglass one of the hardest niggas out here. Because
I was like, he'd look at me be like, oh, nah, son. I don't want to take you. And then we'd like play fight. And then he'd let me. He'd let me win.
He would die.
No, bro.
But the fact that those white dudes were like, yeah, we'll let you go. That's a sign that I should have taken.
Yo, he literally took freedom from like the iron grasp of white supremacy and made it his own.
He did. Yep. That's
and lived to tell the tale.
Yeah. So you think you're going to take that nigga.
Back. I take that back. I'm going to have him on my side. And then when Freddie Mercury brings his squad,
we're going two versus ten. Yes. That will work. That will be a better fight than you versus Frederick Douglass.
Yeah. What was I thinking with that one?
You must have thought, like, I don't know, he old, like.
That's what it was. I saw the picture. Yeah. I saw the picture. I was like,
ain't no way I'm going to lose. You're like, bet. You said bet.
I was like, oh, I got this. I can take this. So, Lisa, you're going to be the pacifist.
Yep.
Aaron, you're taking out Aaron Burr in the duel.
In the duel.
You're
going to
write yourself into the Hamilton play.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a historical figure after that. So it only makes sense for me to be in the musical.
And I, along with Frederick Douglass, will be taking on the rest of Queen in the Battle of the Century.
No, you're not gonna be fighting Queen. They're not all named Freddie.
Yeah, but I feel like Freddie Mercury has enough clout to be like, let me change the rules, and people would be like, okay.
I could see it.
Can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So back to dorm life. In terms of ranking the dorms, when we rank them, should we have like our top five and our bottom five?
I don't think I know
how many dorms there's on campus?
There's a lot. Oh.
Oh, man. Okay.
Maybe like our top two and like the worst two?
I mean, we haven't even like mentioned a lot of them. Like
what?
Elder. We haven't mentioned Sergeant.
Oh,
or,
I forgot about Sergeant. Wow.
What's the one like Wait. Next to Hinman, like but a little further south?
Oh, Jones?
Jones.
That's gone too.
There's Old Willard
and New Willard.
Wow, look at all these dorms that kind of come and gone a little bit. But
dude, Jones is kinda like a haunted house low key. Like you see it's there, but like you don't ever hear about what goes on in Jones.
That's the all woman housing, right?
No, that's Hobart.
Yeah, wow. Hobart is.
I told you, I don't know my
housing.
Dorms like that. I all like right.
Oh my
actually.
God! Yeah, and then there's all the dorms in the sorority quad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I can run through the list of dorms that we have.
All right, let's run through the list and then we'll see like if we can even sort some.
Can
of
we
them.
Name that dorm?
Yeah, exactly.
We'll make up a game where it's like, is it a dorm or did I just make it up?
Oh, I would so lose that game, bro.
No, I would lose.
So in terms of the residence halls. We got 560 Lincoln because they didn't have anybody to pay for, like, the name of that building yet. We got 2303 Sheridan. We got Kemper.
Oh, my God. What?
Yeah. 23. I don't think I've ever been inside 2303.
Yeah, where the hell is that?
Who lives there?
It's somewhere North Campus in, like, the frat quad.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. The only one I knew about that is Greenhouse. Right? Is it called?
Yeah,
greenhouse
that exists.
Oh, I forgot about greenhouse. See, obviously, I don't live on campus anymore.
Clearly.
This is rough. Remember,
y'all
done
got
dorms.
old. So we got Kemper, Sergeant, Bob, McCulloch. I guess they're technically two different things,
but
both still trash. We got Willard, 1856 Orrington, which is in the
sorority
quad, Plex, and Rogers House. Then in terms of the residential colleges, you got Ayers, you got ISRC West Fairchild, you got CRC East Fairchild, Chapin, Shepherd, Slivka, 1838 Park, which is now in like North Mid Quad, and the Hobart House.
Forgot all about those dorms, bro.
Yup. And then you also got to remember Allison and Elder. A lot of dorms. So why don't we go top three, bottom three?
Okay.
Okay. I remember when we were freshmen, some of the nicest dorms were North Mid Quad, South Mid Quads.
Yeah, because like, they just got renovated.
Yeah, they
as
just
well.
Got renovated when we were freshmen. Right. And they had, like, kitchens, beautiful bathrooms, too. Their rooms were pretty spacious as well. But I think, like, the triples were a little small. Mm. But the doubles were, like, almost the size of the triples. I think they had, like, converted some of them. And then those rooms were nice. They had, like, really nice wooden floors. And none of their bathrooms had any sort of sign of mold or mildew or nothing like that. So, I mean, now that, like, dorms like Shepherd and Lincoln have been made and they, like, kind of up the ante on that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, like, what do you guys think? Do they deserve, like, a spot somewhere?
I think the mid-quads are pretty nice. And what could also put them over is that my sources tell me they still have good shower pressure. And some of these new ones, like Lincoln and Shepherd, the water pressure on the showers, not great. If you have a lot of hair, it's a little tough for you out here.
Mm.
But the mid-quads still have the good shower pressure.
I didn't even consider that.
I heard a lot of complaints. My first year as an RA. The water isn't, there's enough pressure. I was like, what do you expect me to do about it? It's not my job.
I'm not a plumber. I'm an RA.
Does that look like I can fix that? I think it's working how they meant it to, if it's brand new.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think we could give the mid-quads a slot there.
Mm.
They could be honorary mentions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not the best of the best. Not the worst of the worst.
I think if I was picking my top three, it'd probably be 560 Lincoln. Not number one, though. Shepherd, number one. 560, number two. And then Old Willard, number three.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like New Willard. It's too hotel-y.
Have I even been in New Willard?
I have not been in New Willard.
I'm not even, like, authorized or, like, have the credentials to be participating in this ranking. Low-key. Man. Okay, like, why are you putting Shepherd on top, man?
I just think it's a nice blend of adequate spaces, the lounges, that engagement center, the basement thing. That thing is fire. You could live there. And the Allison Dining Hall is, like, 30 seconds away. Plus beautiful bathrooms and, like, nice people generally when I was there. Mm. So I have good memories.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I can go next. Oh, or do you want to do your... Let's all do our favorites or our best and then our worst?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
So you've really convinced me in this conversation about Shepherd. So I'm going to put Shepherd at my number one. Then I'm going to put Lincoln. Despite, like... the distance and how far it is, like, it is so beautiful and so nice. And then my third, I'm gonna put this down because I wanted to live there so badly my first year and I didn't get in. I really wanted to live in Chapin, like, so
Yo,
badly.
Yo, people so sleep badly, on Chapin,
you know?
Yeah,
so those are my top three.
And they have, like, the high ceilings, so yep. The rooms look hella spacious.
I never lived there, so yeah,
you missed out.
I did.
But okay. Got our top threes. What about the bottom threes?
I haven't even listed my top three yet.
You said you were unqualified, and I was like,
he's
trying to skip.
Oh,
so
okay.
We'll let you get your top three.
Okay. Yeah. Just because it's, like, unlicensed, not credentialed, doesn't mean I can't give an opinion. So my number one is going to be Shepherd. It's going to be Shepherd. Because of all the things I listed before, especially, but they do have a kitchen as well, but that stove is, like, top notch, and they have an oven. So it's actually, like, a range. So literally, if you just wanted to buy groceries and not even eat at the dorms,
you could.
Wow. Like, the refrigerator, they also provide a refrigerator, and I mean, usually it's stacked because, like, hundreds of kids live in Shepherd.
Right.
But I mean, like, somehow if you could find the space, you could put your groceries in there and just cook your food.
They did something.
It's
with
wild.
That one. They did something.
They did something with it. And then, like I said before, the basement, it's just not fair. That's an unfair allocation of resources. Right there.
Like, it really
is. You can make an argument. We could probably do a research study on the kids that are in Shepherd versus the kids who are in a place like Elder. Right. And see their trajectory in life. And the kids in Shepherd have like a clear, distinct advantage. It's a, look, like I'm not even playing around with that underground basement. Like it's not fair, bro. My second place is probably gonna be like South Mid Quads, cause like the it's right in between Allison and Plex. So if somehow if you knew what food they was gonna serve, or if you were like real on top of that, then like your food experience could be better than everybody else's. There's really nothing wrong with the living space at all. The rooms are spacious. Usually you set up your rooms with your friends, so you're gonna have all the social time that you want. Really,
that's true.
It's really comfortable. Like it also smells nice too. Yeah, it really does. Yeah, it does smell nice. And the environment is just like, it's like a good vibe. That's something other dorms don't have. So that's my number two. And then my number three, I know it's in all women's college, but I'll have to put Hobart up there because I've been in Hobart a lot of times. And that place is like, it has a unique community element to it that no other dorms have. Like, they have like a point system in Hobart, and like they like throw community events and they do like group activities and things like that. They bring in free food. There's like a huge study space. It's like a sorority, but like unofficial. And like the community space there is like really rewarding if you participate in it. And that's just on top of the fact that the bathrooms and rooms are really clean. The hallways are nice. The rooms are spacious. That's why it's so competitive to get in there, because you have to actually send an application to get into Hobart. So I've never lived there, but I've been there a bunch of times and I know how like it works. And I think that's like, that's why it's so competitive, because it's a really nice dorm. So that's like my number three.
They did something with that one as well.
Yeah, they did.
They were up to something. So now we can get to our bottom three. And Alisa, why don't we start with you?
Sure. So I could really only think of two right now. First and foremost, ISRC, where I lived, unfortunately, my first year at university. It is the worst dorm on this campus. It should be mowed down. It should be bulldozed. I hate that place with a passion. I hate everything about it. So please, requestor admin, if you're listening, listen to my plea, please. I hate that place.
Wait, how much would you attribute this to your loud-ass roommate and the thin walls?
So that would be about maybe 60%.
Damn.
But there's a whole nother 40% that's horrible subjective too.
I mean, it's subjective and objective. but they're so funny.
Listen. One of the reasons why most people can remember CRC but not ISRC. Do you know what I'm saying here? Like, a lot of time when I'm like, oh, I live in ISRC, they're like, oh, CRC, right? I'm like, no, ISRC. There's a reason why. CRC looks exactly the same as ISRC, the exact same thing, just flipped. But they have a community. At least like my first year, people felt a community with their dorm mates, with their like residential college. ISRC, because it's just people that don't want to live there, there was no real great sense of community. And I think for my first year of university, I did want to have more community aspects. So I lived there my first year, but I spent most of my time in Allison because that's where my friends live. Huh. I spent a lot of time there. I ate mostly at Plex. I didn't go to Hinman right across or whatever because I just did not like the people that lived in my dorm. So, yeah, that's the worst place ever. ISRC should disappear. The next one would be Bob, simply because of all these horror stories, like about the vomiting, about the pooping. Sorry, but what? It doesn't matter how nice the dorms are. That is disgusting. And those are the only two I can think of right now. But I'm sure once y'all go, I'll agree about a third point.
Mm. Well, I got my three. I think number one, Sargent.
Wow.
I just...
Interesting.
If Sargent didn't have a dining hall, I think it would universally be considered the worst dining hall or the worst residence hall on this campus.
You know, I've actually heard, like, I've heard that. Yeah, go ahead.
But why,
like,
though?
Like, explain.
It's just... The rooms suck. The lounges suck. your favorite mold, also in Sargent. And they had to quarantine the fourth floor off for like a year to fix whatever issues were happening up there.
So, excuse me. Oh, hey, slow down. Hey, let's go over again what you just said, because I had no idea this happened.
Wait, what does that even mean? Quarantine?
You're telling me the kids living on that floor, they were told to get out.
No. It was so like after like some school year, they like cut off access to the fourth floor because there was so much stuff that needed to be fixed with that floor. A lot of mold.
That's really bad.
Yeah.
That is really bad. Oh my God.
They never did that with ISRC.
That's never happened. Yeah. That's never happened in the dorms that I was going to list as my worst dorms. All right, I'm going to have to revisit my list.
But they got the dining hall. And it's kind of delicious.
Kind of.
Yeah, I liked Sargent a lot when I lived on campus my first year. I used to love the like chicken sandwiches. Anyways, yeah. Go ahead.
Number two, I'll pick McCulloch because it is the less known other part of Bob, but just as terrible. And for that reason, I feel like it deserves to go on that worst list. And then I don't know if for number three, I want to pick ISRC, CRC, or Plex. But I think I'm going to go with Plex for the regular person.
What? Oh, nah, bro. No. Out of all the ones you listed, you chose Plex?
I just
know. What did Plex do to you?
I can't wait to hear this explanation.
People just refuse to talk to me in Plex. I just...
I'm sorry. We just had like a Pikachu meme moment. Aaron and I looked at each other like, what?
Listen,
I said like you can be really antisocial in Plex, but like I had a lot of friends that lived in Plex my years, so I still like... What?
Yeah, Freddie, what do you mean people didn't want to talk to you, man?
So on the two sides of the floor where I'm currently RAing, I can count on one hand, three fingers, the amount of residents that actually want to talk to me. Three people. And that's spread out. That's not even like they're clumped together. So I'm just like, where are the people at? You know? But my staff's nice, I guess. No, actually, no, I like my staff a lot.
But you're
so
also,
I shouldn't say I guess.
You're also an RA, though. Like, I'll be honest. Yeah. I wasn't talking to my RAs ever.
But I'm a nice person. You know? Be nice. Be nice. I just want to feel the love.
Okay, that's valid.
And Plex is like,
that's
no.
That's your truth, yeah.
But, you know, I guess the whole, like, having the dining hall there is pretty nice, though. That's a good. And the location. Wait. I forgot about the location. I take what I said back. Definitely ISRC.
Yes!
Third worst.
Worst storm ever.
Aaron, on to you.
Okay. Man, I don't know if I have a bottom three. I know for a fact that my number one is Hinman. I know that it's already been shut down and nobody's living there anymore. So I'm just going to say that thank God the university caught up to the public opinion on that dorm. Yo, like, let me just explain that the shower floors, they were made of, like, literally I think it was like decomposed granite.
Oh my
like literally
gosh.
Decomposed, like you stepped on it, it felt like wet sand, and it's just disgusting to experience that. So look, just beyond all the other things I've said about Hinman, the only redeeming quality of Hinman is that in the dining halls sometimes they had some hidden gems for food. Sometimes they serve shrimp, fried rice, and eggs. Sometimes their breakfast foods would absolutely slap. Like, restaurant quality. But it was...
Wait. You say restaurant quality?
Yes, I'm not playing with you, bro. I'm not playing with you.
Restaurant?
If you ain't living in Hinman, then you wouldn't know. Because I ate there a lot out of convenience which is not good for my health, but I did it anyway. And sometimes they hit us with some hidden gems, bro. That's their only redeeming quality.
Wow. Wow, you feel very strongly about him, man.
I just understand what's going on.
There's some hurt in that Hinman take.
Yeah, I mean, I had some good times, but it was only because my friends were there. It's not because of the building. But Hinman would be my first. My second would be Elder. Because, one, Elder is far away from a lot of places.
Everything.
Just like Lincoln.
I feel like Elder's even worse because you got to cross the street.
Yeah, you got to cross the street just to get to everything. They closed Patton and Gymnasium. So look, Elder's just like lost all of its redeeming qualities. Like, first of all, I'm not sure if the dining hall is still open in Elder, but the dining hall was so trash that no one ate there anyways. Like, it was literally that bad. So that's not even a quality to attribute to Elder. Second, Patton Gymnasium is closed, so if you want to go to the gym, you have to cross the street to SPAC, which makes Lincoln and Slivka and Sargent all better dorms by default in that regard. Third, the space in Elder is not conducive to any kind of studying or even, like, socializing. Like, the couches feel terrible. And so, you know how they have TVs and lounges in some dorms?
Mm-hmm.
So some of the lounges in Elder had TVs. Some of them didn't. But the ones that did, you couldn't even comfortably, like, watch a movie or play a game or anything like that. And the hallways are also unnecessarily long. So if you're going all the way to the lounge, you're like, why the hell is it taking so long? And so those are, like, my three main reasons. Like, also, like, the rooms are small. Like, I don't know. I would say, like, slightly below average of what Northwestern dorm size is. And, yeah. Like, there's not really a redeeming quality for Elder. I just don't remember any mold or mildew in their shower. Someone might be like, oh, look, there was some fucking mold in my shower or something like that. But that's the only difference between that and Hinman, which is why I place Hinman above Elder.
Mm.
But Elder comes in a close second. But for my third, I probably have to hop on ISRC because of what Elisa was saying.
That's a wild
honestly,
story.
I don't think I've ever been inside ISRC. I've been in CRC, and I knew about the community, and they also had, like, this theater room, which was really dope. But I don't know anything about ISRC beyond what Elisa's told me, and I believe Elisa and what she said.
I mean, so, I have some more stories I can go into. I mean,
please.
Well, should I?
You should.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, if you said so. Okay, so I mentioned before I lived in a single, right? But it'd be like two singles next to each other, and then right outside would be the lounges. That's just how they place, like, the floor plan, right? I one time was trying to study for, like, an exam or something, or work on a project, and I just was hearing, like, shouting and these weird, like, spitting noises outside my door. And I was like, what?
Wait, you say spitting.
I did say spitting, like, but very, but wet. But no, but wet. I won't do it here because we have technology around us. But I opened the door, and there are literally students spitting on each other for fun. When I tell you, I thought I was in a Twilight Zone. Like, I was like, am I awake? They literally were laughing. It was like a group of like 4 to 5 students. They were laughing and spitting on each other, like. And they, guess what? And they were Snapchatting it too. Like, so I was like, I thought like something was wrong with me. I'm like, am I not a normal first year? Because this is not fun to me. And I'm not laughing, y'all. It's not funny. It's serious. I had to like go up to them and be like, excuse me, I'm trying to study. Can you please quiet it down? And they're like, oh, yeah. They weren't even embarrassed, y'all. They were like, yeah. I literally had to come back outside twice more before they stopped. I kid you not. That's just another story. I got more. You know, just conveniently, the elevator didn't work in ISRC, and I lived on the third floor.
Mm.
So, like, move all my stuff up and down, groceries, whatever. It also was something else. I just wanted to add that in. But I have some other stories too. But I won't go into it. Mm. I won't go into it because it will traumatize you.
Wow.
Traumatize us.
Oh, and the listeners. Yep.
I mean, that's definitely...
I'm tempted. But I feel like I also want to hear about your off-campus life now. Because I've stayed on campus. But I wonder what it's been like for you living off campus and how different it's been.
That's a good question, man. Elisa, what do you think?
It's been the best thing ever for me. I love living off campus. I love my roommates. I love the autonomy we have. I love like getting off this campus and being like, I'm going home. No, I love it.
For me, like, the whole concept of being off campus is like really, really dope to me. And I'm glad I'm like living in that concept. But the reason why I'm making that distinction is because my apartment itself is like kind of run down, low key. Like,
slightly garbo.
I did make that sacrifice so I could save money on a double. And when I say run down, I'm not saying like it's really, really bad or anything like that. Like, it's very functional. But like some things happen that are just really annoying, and then we gotta call like my landlord to get that shit fixed. Like, you guys remember when the polar vortex was happening?
Yeah.
And like in between that polar vortex there was this like snowstorms, so we just had like hella snow. Okay, so when that snow melted, sometimes somehow it like seeped underneath my apartment. I live on the ground floor, the first floor. And that water would just come through my wooden floors. So we didn't have any leaks, but there was like nothing we could do about this water coming in, seeping through the floor. So for like I would have to say like half the month of January and like half the month of February, we just had this puddle of water in my kitchen, and we just had to like lay towels on it and like constantly clean it up and just avoid it altogether. And that shit was terrible. Honestly.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
oh my gosh.
It was terrible. And I was like, oh my God. Like, this is what I get for living in this kind of, like, choosing this apartment for the price, you know? Oh, also, like, my apartment, like, attracted so many flies in the summertime. Mm-hmm. Look, I knew other people were not suffering as much as. Because, like, there's just something wrong with our apartment. We cleaned that shit spotless, and the next day we would have flies again. And eventually, like, we got the problem handled when we just got started buying like canisters of Raid, and we sprayed our house down, and we would just have to make that a regular thing. But when we didn't have that plan sorted out, those flies were seriously fucking our lives up.
Oh,
like,
no.
I knew if I had, like, if I paid a little bit more for a better apartment, those would not be issues. And so, I'm gonna just attach it to where I'm living right now, temporary. I'm gonna be out of there after I graduate.
True.
And, like, buying groceries and cooking my own food and having my own room and, like, paying housing that's cheaper than the dorms and all that, like, all of it's worth it, in my opinion. And I'm really glad I'm like living off campus in that regard.
Yeah. For a while, it sounded like a tale of two very different stories, but pretty similar.
I mean, like, yeah, pretty sentiment. Similar. I mean, like, even though I love where I live, I have actually four of the roommates. There's five of us. We all have our own room, but it's really far off campus, like really, really far. So some people are like, how do we even get there? I might just take the 201. It's fine. But we still have issues too. Like, something is wrong with the two of our stove, like, top things. So we can't even use them, right? Like, I just tell you, maintenance in Evanston, I don't know. Unless you live in, like, those expensive apartments, people take their time, you know? Like, what are those really popular off-campus apartments that people love?
Like
PE Evanston or Place?
EP? Or E2. Or
have you been in those?
Yes, I have.
What do you think?
I know E2 has, like, a pool on the rooftop. And, like, I didn't even know that was a hangout spot, but apparently a bunch of Northwestern kids just hang out up there on the weekends.
Wait, really?
Yeah, and like, yeah, I didn't know that until like the beginning of this year, and I was like, oh shit, this is lit. But it's like, it's low key kind of privileged, and obviously only like the kids that can afford to live there are hanging out up there and their friends. So I mean, that's one thing about it. I don't know about like how their living situation is. I'm sure it's really nice.
Yeah. Wow. That's. I've been to like, the one that's across from Whole Foods, and like the is that EP?
Isn't that EP?
I think or, so.
Yeah. They got some nice rooms. They got some, and the kitchen's clean. And they have like the little thingies where it's harder to just be like a stranger and come in, so it feels secure. But like, would I pay for it?
No. Yeah, that's outside my budget.
Yeah, same. Not even like, possible.
Like the minimum is like $2,500 or something.
Yeah, something wild. That's when I remember people got money. People got the funds.
You could finesse it if you have like 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom, but everyone shares a room.
But at that
if it's that worth it to you,
it's not.
True. If you just wanted that status, you know, oh, I live in EP.
I like living by myself. It's nice having my own room.
Yeah, nice.
So off campus been good, but since I'm not off campus, I'm an RA, and. In terms of the RA experience, first, have y'all had any weird interactions with any RAs?
I have not had good experiences with my RAs. Most of the time, I think they're really annoying and a waste of my time. And I think this goes back to the Plex issue, because I remember for a fact, my RA, my junior year at Northwestern, she literally knocked on my door to say hello, and I literally gave her the coldest look possible. I didn't want to be mean, but it's like, I was like, you're younger than me. Like, I'm just trying to live my life. I'm more used to plexing you. Like, why are you trying to be friends? This is not, like, this is not why we moved to Plex. You don't move to Plex to make new friends. You, like, move to Plex to, like, do your own thing, and your friends live there already, or they don't. Like, you don't go out of your way to make new friends in Plex, I find. That's not what I was trying to do. So anyways, I haven't had good experiences with RAs. That's it.
Tough.
Wait, whoa.
That was a hot take.
The one that was cold to her.
Yes, I'm very cold to my RAs. I am very much cold to them.
Your good experiences aren't because of the RAs. They're because of you.
Points taken.
So should we close it out?
I feel like we should close it out, yeah. Okay.
We're going to close it out. Well, it's been a fun time. I've been Frederick.
And it's Alisa.
I'm Aaron.
And it's a wrap now. We're done.
Thank you for listening to Black Box.
Yep. Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful day, life, experience.